Welcome back to Keep Idaho Red Radio with Tom Luna and Vic Miller here on 580 KIDO and KLIX in the Magic Valley. And
we are now going to say hello to our awesome treasurer of the state. Julie Ellsworth has been the state's treasurer since 2019. She served from 1997 to 2006, three terms representing
yes.
LD13B and two terms serving Legislative District 18 in Seat B. And represented Legislative District 18A from 2010 to 2012. Okay. So you sound like you know a little about redistricting. And currently, Julie and her husband manage the Ellsworth Family Farm and Ranch located in Cary, Idaho. She earned her bachelor's degree from Brigham Young, and she and her husband have raised three wonderful children in the Treasure Valley. And her husband now have how many grandchildren are you up to?
Three grandchildren.
You're up to three. Okay.
Yeah, what a blessing.
Hey, you know, tell a lot of people, like, you know, we've had the state controller on. We've had, now you're the state treasurer. What does the treasurer do? Just remind us.
So, you know, I love to talk about this.
I know. That's okay. Why you're the treasurer.
So the treasurer is the accounts receivable for the state of Idaho. The controller is the accounts payable. If you put it in just a business sense, you don't want the entity that takes in the money to be the one that is also spending the money. And in terms of government, it is a check and balance.
Kind of sounds like the way my house is organized.
But you know,
who brings in the money and who spends
and
it?
And I won't ask who does what. That's, I don't want to get into that.
You know,
Luna
Brandon
household.
Wolf is the controller, and I'm sure he loves going to every event with me because I always say, you know, I'm managing the money, making sure that it's properly maintained and invested. And Brandon is spending it
there
all day
go.
Long.
Yeah.
But you know what? What a good check and balance that existed in our Constitution.
And just a quick question. So, you know, obviously with the higher interest rates, right, we're seeing the Fed funds rate at 3.25%, I believe it is now, and the prime rate's at 6.25%. Mm. Is that a good thing for the state when it comes to investing its money, or is it not a simple answer?
Nothing is really a simple answer, as you know. But in terms of rate of return, it's beneficial to the investments of the state to have a higher interest rate.
Right. So let's just one quick question before, and I know Tom has a bunch for you too. But you have been very, very on the front line, thank God.
Nationally, yes.
On ESG. And it seems like a lot of bad things come in three letters, right?
They do.
So, so like IRS, 86,000 new agents. You
it's
know what I mean?
Alphabet soup.
So anyway, so tell people about ESG, why you are so involved in it, and maybe some real life examples that are happening in states right nearby that you do not want to have happen here in Idaho.
And ESG stands for?
Environmental Social Governance.
There you go.
And it's essentially creating a non-democratic arbitrary process to get in between you and your money. And when it comes to investments and working with banks for the state of Idaho, I do not want any random arbitrary factor to determine whether I can use a bank that I want to be able to measure things financially, and I want to assure that my constituents, which is the entire state of Idaho, that they have access to financing that's fair.
And right, and people don't realize, like, the ESG impacts the individual, right?
Betcha.
The investor, person who provides capital, the company. It can have every person is impacted by this disruption in the capital markets. That's this does.
So, Treasurer Ellsworth, if I'm a business owner and I want a loan from a bank, traditionally I provide assets,
financials,
liabilities, profitability, all of these financial measures, and that alone is a credit history, mm-hmm. and that alone determines if they'll loan me money and at what interest rate. And they want to add another factor that has nothing to do with the financial health or stability.
That's correct. If you think about it, if you have your two hands here, you have the person that's going to lend as your left hand, and you're the right hand, and all of a sudden ESG just wants to park right in the middle of this.
And what is it that they want to inject that will be part of determining whether that institution will loan you money or not?
The E stands for environmental issues. Now, we already deal with environmental issues. officers, legal companies deal with the EPA, but they want an extra level. It really is the Green New Deal trying to be inserted into businesses. The S is a social governance structure, where they want to look at, you know, how your, you know, what your ratios are
for diversity.
Yeah, for diversity, mm-hmm. and all these types of factors. And then the G is the governance structure. So how does your board look, and what kind of things do you lobby on? You know, where are you?
Where are you politically?
Yeah, it really is.
So not only do they want a credit score, they want an ESG score to determine whether an institution will do financial business with
you.
That's
correct.
Wow. Well, how about this? Idaho is one of the top ratings of all the states.
First time in the history we got the AAA.
Yeah, so I mean, that's what's going on. But this could even impact the rating of the state, right?
You know, it's all. And the thing that disturbs me the most, besides the fact that you're trying to put the Green New Deal in through the back door, is that, you know, it's just unmeasurable. I hear one day that they're measuring it this way, and the next day they're measuring it that day. You can never really get it written down. It started with net zero in Europe and the Paris Accord, those types of issues. And I'm always looking for language so that I can attack the language. But that is getting difficult.
Well, it's interesting. So I had the pleasure of attending an event that that Treasurer Ellsworth held at the Capitol. And Marlo Oakes from Utah, who's also a treasurer there, were kind of the co-hosts.
I believe
of it.
We had him. We did. On our both of them on the show.
On that
yes.
Show.
So yeah, I don't know if we mentioned it at that point, but they had a real life situation in Utah. There was a plant that had coal, and they got a call that the fleet of trucks that this company owned, that it would no longer be they would no longer be insured. Because they had operations in the coal business.
That's
so,
crazy.
I mean, that's...
Had nothing to do with the business,
to do with
the health
no.
of the business, no. the history of the business.
No.
It all had to do with
the environment. They didn't like coal, so we're not going to insure your fleet of trucks anymore.
And that's why she had a long-standing business relation, too. You
know, right, and that's why she's on the front lines on this.
Maybe. Yeah. So what... I want to wrap this up, because not only does it affect the business in Utah... Or it's going to affect every one of us. So what are you doing, and what can we do?
So what I'm doing, the reason why Treasurers got involved is because we joined together. There's 27 state financial leaders now, treasurers. We control about $3 trillion. We combined our efforts, joined together so that our voice could be heard with the banks and the different entities trying to implement this, saying, this is not okay. You know, it's kind of like a high school thing, not to be rude to high school, but, you know, it's kind of like the popular thing looks this way, and so nobody speaks out against it. So we as treasurers, we have pushed back against it. We are seeing results. We are seeing that when something just arbitrarily is starting to get shut down, we can speak up. Recently, yesterday, Jamie Dimon from J.P. Morgan has expressed, now this is the big bank, he's expressed that there is concern that they could never shut off the oil and gas exploration, and that is the movement that we want to see.
And he even called it would be like living hell if we did that.
He did. He said it'd be a road to hell for America.
Right. That's fantastic.
Well, we'll have you back, because we need to stay on top of this and make sure people don't forget these efforts that are going on, and sometimes under the radar, and you've exposed it, and now we see a national effort to expose it and make sure it doesn't come to fruition. I want to remind our listeners that you're up for re-election in November,
up.
So let's talk a bit about that. You mentioned that one of your priorities is to reduce property tax burden. How can the Treasurer's Office have an impact on that?
Isn't that an interesting
thing? Bring that on.
Yeah, everybody was talking about property tax. So
And I kept saying, okay, so the Idaho Bond Bank Authority is an authority that I chair as the treasurer. So I convene a group of experts quarterly, essentially. What this does is it can take local units of government, if they have a bond that they have put out, we can gather up several bonds from several local units, bundle them together, resell them on the market, and get a better rate of return. It has literally meant millions of dollars in savings for various units, for hospital districts, or any entity that on the books has the authority to bond. That is the approach you take. If you need something to lower the cost of it, is a tax saving for property tax owners. And, you know, and quite frankly, that's how you get property taxpayers to want to support things. You've been financially wise about it. And I think, you know, we have seen just in the last 2 years a great savings for many local units.
You know, we have about 1 minute left. Man, we wish we could keep you for like the whole 2 hour show. It's fascinating. So, you know, one thing about ESG, you know, one of the things that you're running on is that you want to safeguard access to financing. We have mining. We have we have natural resources. We have timber. So
ag.
Yeah, so how do those? How do those two mix with your big priority to safeguard those industries?
Well, and that was the whole reason I got involved in this. It didn't take me long to realize the tax that I'm seeing in other areas. We could be that coal producing power plant. Here, right. You know, we there's not much difference between us. We have credit card issues right now where they want to track gun purchases. So, you know, all that kind of stuff. Stay involved in Idaho and push back against these things.
Well, Tom, we've been really fortunate to have our treasurer, Julie Ellsworth. She's up for re-election in November.
Folks, that
see
wraps
you next
up.
Week.
Yeah, we'll see you next week on Keep Idaho Red Radio.